everyone, and welcome to the Speak English podcast. As promised, I'll first read a small passage to you, and then I'll define 10 new expressions I used at the end of the episode. So let's get started with this lesson. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning, and my wife is still going on and on about how miserable her life has been. She literally puts me out of sorts. I can no longer put up with her. In fact, I don't have enough energy to pull myself up anymore. I'm so bored and sick of every detail in my life. I have even become aware of all the symptoms and signs that say I'm in a deep depression. I can't feel for her anymore. My pain has become the center of my attention. My depression has penetrated my soul and my mind. I'm a person that knows all the details about depression, like the back of my hand. My life is for the birds, and everything seems unexciting, dull, and dark. Since I'm done reading the passage, let's define all the idioms and phrasal verbs I used previously. So let's get started with the idioms. Idiom number one, wake up on the wrong side of the bed, is defined as wake up in a bad mood. Idiom number two, go on about something, is defined as speak for too long about something uninteresting. Idiom number three, know something like the back of your hand, is defined as be very familiar with something. Idiom number four, out of sorts, is defined as in low spirits. And finally, idiom number five, for the birds, is defined as worthless. Now finally, let's define all the phrasal verbs. Number one, pull oneself up, is defined as to succeed or elevate yourself without any outside help. Number two, put up, is defined as to accept or continue to accept an unpleasant situation or experience or someone who behaves unpleasantly. Number three, feel for, is defined as to feel sympathy for someone. Number four, become aware of, is defined as to notice. And finally, number five, sick of, is defined as tired of. I hope that you have enjoyed my lesson, and thank you so much for listening to me. If you have any questions, you can always hit me up on Anchor website. Catch you later.